Listening practice 3. You are Elizabeth Lee. You will listen to a podcast called Let's Talk. Today's podcast is in the form of a debate. Listen and answer the questions below and on the next page. Please note that you do not need to answer in complete sentences. However, your answers must make sense and fit the grammar of the text. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.
Okay, welcome to the Hong Kong number one podcast of a debate. My name is Jack Shaw, and I'm your host. Tonight, we have with us Sam Jones from the National Ecotourism Association and Vivian Kwok from the Hong Kong Nature Society. The motion in front of us is related to ecotourism and goes as follows. Ecotourism does more harm than good. Tonight we'll start with arguments for the motion. Vivian, you have 2 minutes to argue for the motion.
Okay, thank you, Jack. I've got 3 points to make to convince you that ecotourism does more harm than good. The first is that ecotourism is often sold as a package to wealthy Western tourists. When you look at the multi-day eco-travel packages selling for thousands of dollars, you'll understand what I mean. This kind of package is usually offered by companies or individuals whose aim is to maximize profits. Also, only a small sum of the money paid by the tourists reaches the local people. To cater for the demands of the eco-tourists, roads have to be built and land has to be cleared to make way for hotels and other infrastructure. Secondly, to say that ecotourism helps conserve the environment is false. Contrary to most people's beliefs, ecotourism harms the environment instead of improving it. Ecotourism generally takes place in ecologically sensitive areas, like virgin forests and national parks. Letting tourists into these delicate areas can lead to increased pollution. Animals can be harmed by the litter left behind by tourists. My third point is that ecotourism can have a negative cultural impact on local communities. As more tourists visit a destination, the more it will affect the lives of the indigenous people. Some of them may be motivated to change their culture to suit the needs of the tourists. For example, they may transform their traditional symbols into commodities to sell to tourists. Local people may learn bad habits like smoking or drinking from tourists. So I would say that ecotourism does more harm than good.
Okay, thank you, Vivian. Now, Sam, you have 2 minutes to argue against the motion.
I'm sorry, Vivian, but I'm afraid you've got it all wrong. I firmly believe that ecotourism brings many economic and social benefits to a country, particularly in rural areas and in developing countries. And I also have 3 points to support my stance. First, let me define the term ecotourism, because it is a word that is often misused. Ecotourism is defined as responsible travel to natural areas. A simple walk through the rainforest is not ecotourism because it does not benefit the environment or the people who live there. What Vivian suggested just now was not exactly ecotourism. Ecotourism has many advantages that affect many people. For instance, ecotourism enables tourists to get close to nature. It makes them more sensitive to environmental issues. Secondly, ecotourism creates jobs through direct employment within the tourism industry, or indirectly in sectors like transport and retail. Benefits for local people are that they can find jobs as guides, boatmen, drivers, restaurant owners, etc. Ecotourism brings foreign currency into a country, so this money can then be put to good use by building schools, housing, and hospitals for the local people. Finally, ecotourism helps preserve the local culture. Contrary to what Vivian believes, ecotourism does help conserve the local culture. Thanks to ecotourism, local people are encouraged to keep their traditional customs and festivals, which might otherwise disappear. Additionally, interaction between tourists and local people can lead to a better cultural understanding for both parties.
Okay, thanks Vivian and Sam. Let's take a break, and we'll hear more arguments after the break.
That is the end of listening practice 3. You now have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.